is WSN.
Until the kick is out, episode 11. Here are your hosts, Nikki and Simone.
Hi.
What happened to the whole intro, that thing that we were going to have?
Strippers.
Hi.
You can listen to Kevin and Rock anytime.
I'm Nikki France.
And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you live from the Salisbury Center Podcast Studio, the Wild Style Network, and our sweet little town of Manassas.
Until they kick us out. And it's been a long time.
Yeah. And no, they didn't kick us out.
You were hoping.
You were hoping. Manassas City government was praying.
We're here to crush your dreams.
I know. But it has been over 2 months.
It has been the longest year of my entire life.
We've not been in here since the middle of December when we had that super fun episode.
Michelle Childs is still having her kids.
It's sitting in her kitchen.
Yeah. Since December 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we luckily have been together a bunch of times since then. So don't worry about our friendship. Still intact.
We're tight.
But we've had a lot happen. And most notably, we were going to come back in on January 13th and do our like new year, new us like episode. But January 12th, we suffered what I would say was most devastating blow of your life.
Yeah, it was crushing. Yeah. I lost my father, Chuck Davis, who we've talked about on the show plenty of times. It was not very expected, and luckily both my mom and I were there, and it was crushing, and so I've been working through that. I have a therapist now.
It's awesome. Which I love that.
I love her.
You're doing everything right.
I love her.
It was terrible because, like you said, I mean, your daddy's he's had a couple different illnesses.
He's not the healthiest man.
You knew Chuck.
He was actually like the bionic man.
Really, truly. but it was fast and out of nowhere. And you text me and you said, I think my dad is dying. And of course,
he was in the ambulance. They take them and they put them in the ambulance and they sit there for so long. Like, it feels like hours, but they just sit there and sit there and sit there. And so in that time, I was like messaging you, mm-hmm. messaging Carol, you know, just putting pants on. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was just a lot going on in those moments.
And they worked on him mm-hmm. hard, as they did. I understand.
They did, but it was his time to go. 79 years.
79 Chuck. Really cool years.
Yes. The amount of memories that, you know, we talked about it after the funeral at the reception. We all met at City Tavern. And, I got to see a lot of his friends that I hadn't seen in years and tell stories. It was really awesome. It was awesome.
The photos and the scrapbooks and his logbooks and, like, because Chuck was a pilot. What a life, uh-huh. you know, between, like, being a pilot, between being a DJ, a father, you know what I mean, a grandfather.
All of it. He covered all of it. He was pretty amazing. He will be missed. But in addition to him... 13 days later, unexpectedly, it was the night of your bachelorette party, and I was going to find you. Mm-hmm. Mitch and I went out to dinner, and I was going to find you, and our dear, dear friend and neighbor, Jeff Pickard, passed away. The ambulance was there again. It was just in the driveway, and...
Unexpectedly.
Yeah. Unexpected.
Also, there he is. Jeff. And I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to say, but the whole therapist thing that she just mentioned is because Simone had gotten a little grasp on reality.
Yeah, I was just coming out of it. I said to Mitch as we were going home, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling good. I looked at your location. You were at CJ mm-hmm. Finn's.
CJ we share Finn's. Location.
Yes. And I was like, we were going up the street and I thought, I'm going to stop and see Nikki. And then the ambulance was there, and that rocked my world. That broke me. Jeff Pickard is an
institution.
He was. And you know what? He's buried at the Manassas Cemetery right next to the Harley dealership. So as you're driving down 28, I can see him. And I love that. If anybody has any plots for sale at the Manassas Cemetery, let me know. Mm-hmm. I would like to, please. Yeah. Because... I love that. I love when
you,
I went to his funeral.
One for me. No.
Mitchell. We can put Mitch out with my parents. Yeah, he'll put Mitch out with my dad. Fine. But Yeah, even when we pulled, when I pulled in for the burial and I got out of my car, the woman who owned our home, her tombstone was there, Virginia Carper. And I was like, Jeff did this.
He did that.
He's did like, this little wink to me.
Yeah, he's like historical.
Yes.
And you'll love this.
Yes, you'll love this story, Simone.
But we love Jeff and we send all of our
our love to Dale.
To Dale.
Sweet. So sweet. Oh my gosh. He had, Jeff had a ton of family at his funeral. Just, it was great. His funeral was, there was a lot of laughs. The minister was fantastic and he was like a personal friend of Jeff's. So he told a lot of great stories and he made a comment. He said at the end, well, you know, I'll give everybody an opportunity that wants to come up and talk about Jeff, you know, to do that. That'll be your time. And he says, but I'm going to tell y'all right now, he talked about every single one of you in this room.
Oh my God.
I loved it because that was so Jeff. That was him.
It was. I never met Jeff in person.
And I just find that bewildering.
Right. But we had a friendship on Messenger that dates back like 6 years.
Yeah.
You know,
when we started the show, he started a group chat to streamline information.
To be like, well, I want to tell them both exactly what I'm thinking. So we had a group chat with the three. Adorable.
I love it.
Love Jeff.
So, yes, I miss him. He and my dad are like huge voids in my own personal life. Mm-hmm. And then we lost a beautiful neighbor, Joey Grimberg, who I'm sure if anybody saw a handsome man in his wheelchair and his aide at Ground Central Station, that was
playing chess.
That was Joey. I mean, he was just a delight. He was so funny. So he was so proud of his Catholic faith. And that was very admirable. There were a lot of priests at his funeral that I haven't seen in years that, you know, I mean, it was like a all-star priest funeral. It was beautiful, beautiful. But so, yeah, our just our little itty bitty neighborhood has been rocked.
Well, and then I can say, like, I've had probably 7 friends who have lost their dads like around this time. It's just been a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do want to put a nod to we did a lot of the guys in Manassas, like they did lose a friend in Matt Griffith that passed away last week. He had worked most notably, I think, at like Three Monkeys and a few other places. And it was very sad. And then I'm not going to go too much into it, but we also lost our Peter Anastasi.
So sad.
Went home to be with his bride, who we did, I think, episode 2 or 3.
Yeah, it was just a couple months ago, or at least it feels like it was.
Mm-hmm, and I'm not going to go too into it because his service isn't until like the 8th or the 9th. And I know after that, I want to get a hold of his eulogy because I really want to put a spotlight on him like we did for Betty because we just love them so much. So
institutions.
A lot of loss. And so we needed a break.
And
every time we were like turned around and be like, well, let's go back in. And it was just like, you know,
a cry fest on your porch.
Yeah. Which also love, you know what I mean? Like, so grateful to have that. And then we would have come in on, I think like the 10th, like maybe Monday, the 10th.
But we were busy.
But we were busy because I was already in Aruba. we traveled to Aruba for our wedding.
Our wedding.
Well, you might as well. I'm sorry. And I got sick as a dog.
You've been sick forever. Oh, look at that.
So we were supposed to
leave. I took that picture.
You did. We were supposed to leave that Tuesday, and then there was a snow supposed to happen. So we left 2 days.
And it did. It was really yucky that Tuesday.
Yeah. Luckily, our guests that came down from here that Tuesday, they made it. But we went on Sunday, and as we were flying down, like I felt I was just sick as a dog, and which stunk. But I did feel good enough for the day before the wedding and the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And
other than your cough, you didn't seem sick at all.
The next day I woke up thinking I was going to die. But then we came home the following week, and I got meds. So
yeah,
I'm a new person.
I loved being in Aruba. That was such a nice reset. Aruba is. I can see why you picked to get married there, but I can also see why you chose your amazing wedding planner because your wedding was so freaking cute.
It was.
Oh my gosh. It was like Instagram. Like it had all the, just everything was perfect.
It was. And
lanterns on the beach and pillows.
And I just, we fell in love with Aruba visiting twice. And I had found this company called the little one. So the little one, Aruba, they're on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Ridiculous.
I had just found them, started following them. We had a Zoom call with them, like kind of once we decided. And then when we were down there, the visit after that, we met Jackie in person. She's one of the owners. And then after we, you know, signed and everything, this woman, Cindy, took over. Listen, go look at their Instagram. I'm telling you, it is out of
stunning.
This world.
Like, it's so perfect. Boho meets beach chic.
Yeah.
I don't even know. And she had all these Volkswagen buses that run because she drives them, but they're converted. One was a photo booth. One was a bar that was so super duper cute. You know, and then she had her food truck and the tent with the lanterns and the greenery.
The DJ booth is a
grand piano. And
they make the food there.
It was delicious.
They had a food truck and a tent, like a live tent, like made the food there. So it was amazing. You unfortunately missed two of my favorite.
It's Chris Salisbury's fault.
Yeah. Two of my favorite, parts of the wedding were they offered to bring like a drumline, horns, and
I saw the pictures.
Carnival
I'm so
dancers.
Mad we didn't see that.
And it was incredible. It was like a piece of Aruba. Like if you didn't actually get to experience anything like, you know, authentic while you were there. And then the DJ, we dedicated a song to my Nina.
Aww.
And so
what song was it?
Country Roads.
I love it.
This is her shirt. But it was really cute. So because the DJ was like, and this next song goes out to, and he's from Aruba, Shirley, Mari, Bobo, a certain maiden name is Bobo, France. And they played it. And it was so fun because I sprinted over. I'm hugging my uncle. My cousin from North Dakota is there and his daughter. And we're all dancing. And I'm having like this great, making this great memory. So I'm not sad. But I look over and Beth and Megan are sobbing.
Sobbing.
Aww. Sobbing. And I'm just like, man, grief just hits you so many.
It does.
Like, but it was perfect. And so enough about me. But it was fantastic.
I love your friends.
I don't know.
I love your friends. They are like so different. But I don't know how to describe it, but they're very welcoming. They're so kind.
Yes.
They're so sweet.
And they love you.
Everybody, it's so weird like being there because there's like everybody's comfortable with one another. And I'm like the newbie.
Yeah, they love you.
And the plane ride home.
Oh, Jesus.
Plane ride home was awful. We came home on Sunday night in 60 mile an hour winds. And the plane could not. Well, first of all, I was nervous because I get really bad motion sickness. Really, I'm a barfer. I am a puker. Yeah. So I had been texting with Carol before we left the airport. I was asking her about the winds and she was like, oh, they've died down. You should be fine. I was like, okay. And I go with Chris and Stephanie and I'm like, oh, the winds are fine. You know, we're going to be okay. Yeah. And the plane just would not descend. Like it just felt like it was taking forever. And the turbulence was crazy. And I wasn't scared that we were going to crash. I was not scared. I was just like, make the roller coaster stop. And 45 minutes later, we finally get down and almost touch down. And oh my God, they pulled back up. And I turned to Mitch. I was like, I'm a barf. And I barfed all over my blanket, folded it up. And I had said to Carol before I left, I was like, I can't barf. I'm the newest friend.
Oh my God. And then you turned around. Everybody else
and
is like.
And then I turned around and I barfed.
And Chris and Stephanie are like.
They're reading. Chris and Stephanie are freaking reading. We're the plane
Nothing
is tumbling.
Them.
Yeah.
Nothing rattles them. But
yeah.
You made it home.
So I made
Everybody
it home.
Made it home.
It was terrible.
My wonderful cousin Sherry had a horse emergency in Montana, so she couldn't make it. And I haven't gotten a horse update yet. I mean, not for a few days. But that. So anyway, it was wonderful.
I wish I had spent more time with Yvonne. She sat with me at the funeral, and we could not figure out if we were supposed to stand.
The funeral?
Funeral. Sorry, there's been a lot of those.
Oh my God, right. You gotta laugh.
it's three funerals and a wedding. Mm-hmm. That's my life.
Yeah.
We didn't know if we were supposed to stand when you guys were walking in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who came in first? Courtney came in first. Yeah. And you guys didn't do flowers. You did pictures of the dog, mm-hmm. the babies. I love that. And so we didn't know if we were supposed to stand. And we were like, she was like, you do it. And I was like, no, you do it. And she was like, no, you do it. And I was like, ah. And so then we just all sat there. And then we were like, we should have stood.
Oh,
so Yvonne.
That's pretty classic. I don't know. Yvonne, though.
She didn't stand. She didn't do it.
Well, I don't even remember is the thing. I was like, they say it's going to go by really fast, and it did.
It did.
But
we stood when you guys walked out.
If anyone's going to Aruba and you want any like tips, tricks, let me know. Also, if you want to have a wedding there, because everyone thought that it was like $50,000, $80,000. No, a fraction of that. I'm not going to go into it, but as a fraction.
It was beautiful.
Anyway, thank you to Little One Aruba.
Beautiful, perfect, everything.
Yeah. So what's going on in town?
Okay, in town. Let's talk about the, I have two big topics. LaToya Crab. Have y'all heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
She is the mother who has been in jail for months. That's, she just got out, but now her trial starts March 3rd.
Yeah.
And her defense attorney is David Doherty of the Doherty Law Firm. Love them. Dave. Brad.
He's not
Brad's
playing
over
around
there.
Either. He doesn't play around.
My sister-in-law.
Really,
yeah.
He's really not playing around with us.
Doherty Law Firm. Anyways, if you all aren't familiar with LaToya Crab, this is how the story goes. She was married to her husband. They got married, like I think in 2019, 2018. And her husband has been abusive and threatening. And there was even a text where he texted her and said, Toya, I'm not playing around. I will hurt everyone in that house and then set it on fire. Or he says, answer my call or I'm going to go to the house and punch your mother in the face, because her mother owned the house and they lived downstairs with their children. And so
is in city limits.
Yes, like, this is like, in our city.
Yeah.
And he showed up and she shot him. She felt threatened. She defended herself.
Because they were in a room and she was in a corner and he had a knife.
Yeah.
So that it's not like she just shot him.
No. Was, I didn't mean to say it like that. But there was a reason behind it. Yeah. She was defending herself, defending her children.
Mm-hmm. Her wife, her parents, because he's been threatening her. And of course, all of this, I guess we should blanket it with allegedly.
Allegedly.
But
this is, and we're getting our information from the newspaper, Alan Gloss, Potomac local, love him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just wild to me. And apparently there was a conversation that took place that they said that they weren't going to prosecute because it was clearly self-defense. But now they're questioning whether or not she reloaded the gun.
But they've kept her in jail for four
months. They've kept her in jail all this time from her kids.
And what David was on about the other day in court was that basically he was saying that they said, though, they didn't know if they were going to prosecute. They didn't know if they were going to move forward with it, but they didn't let her out.
So while they're deciding, they're going to keep her in jail. It's just wild to me.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. But it's so nice to see that she's been reunited with her kids.
Mm-hmm. And her mom.
And that trial starts March 3rd. Everybody say a prayer.
Yeah, so apparently in the courtroom, it was very divided between his family, her family. And, you know, there's only a few people that know
the real story.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
One of them is gone.
But it's burning down.
Yeah.
So it stinks. Like, why would you, you know, and that was like what David was defending and saying, like, why would you keep her in jail away from her family if you weren't going to move forward with it? But now they have moved forward. I guess they've indicted her because they're like, oh, well, she deleted the Ring footage and the Ring app off her phone. I do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to see it. I wouldn't want to relive that.
Did he force entry into her home? Well, it was her parents' home where they were living. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember.
But he had a knife. So, but I mean, I delete the footage off our doorbell camera if I was like hammered and I come home like not able to like open the thing. So like I've done that. But I saw an interview on Instagram with her mom where, you know, she did reload, or they said allegedly that she reloaded the gun. And the mom was like, well, yeah, because it's as many shots as it takes. It's a sad story all around. And
it really
I don't,
is.
You know, and
it's
I hope
so heartbreaking.
I wish we knew the truth, and but I'm so glad that she's home with her family, and I know that David Doherty is going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, hey, Janet. Oh, she's at the city council meeting.
Oh,
is that tonight?
That's tonight.
Oh.
Where I'm so, my whole calendar screwed up.
Amazing citizen right here.
Oh, look, there, Yvonne.
Oh, there she is.
I wish I spent more time with
John Canifer. Did you have a barf bag? No, she
barfed into
her own blanket.
I looked in all the seat backs and there were no... Well, I didn't look at the woman next to me because she had a mask on and she didn't want me to even look in her direction.
She wasn't trying to play with that barf.
No. Mm-hmm. But nobody had a barf bag, so I barfed in my blanket and I threw it away.
Gross.
Yep. Yep.
Necessary.
One time I was barfing so profusely, they gave me a red biohazard bag that was like a... big giant trash bag.
Traveling to?
I was coming home from Tampa, Florida, and I think I had a little bit of food poisoning. Mm. And the guy who was sitting next to me, again, no barf bag, he had bought like a magazine, gum, and a pack of crackers, the orange crackers with peanut butter. And I was like, who the hell buys that? Like, he probably paid like $4 or $5 for it at the airport store. Well, they were the only things in the bag, and I grabbed it and barfed in it. And then he got up, and I don't know, he peaced out. Kathy sat down next to me.
Yeah.
It was awful.
She waved at me at work the other day.
She did.
Yeah. I was like, hi. Oh, yeah, I work next to a big window, and I like it when people say hi.
Aw. Now everybody's going to be marching by.
Yeah.
I did one time.
I barely have time for my work. I'm too busy waving. So, but yeah, there's been a lot going on.
There has. But I'm excited.
For?
Restaurant week.
Yay!
Kristen texted or sent me a message and she said, you know you have a lot going on, but this might make you happy. And she sent
From HMI?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kristen from HMI. Yeah. Sent me the coolest photo. I love it.
Oh my
God. You know who did that? Darren.
Yes.
And it was Anne. Not Anne. It was, Harlow.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
They collaborated and created this promo. And I think we talked about this record on our Christmas episode, The Stills Manassas. And, I just think that is just too cute.
Such
I love
cool
it.
Image.
I mean, love it.
You can definitely see how the guy from Voodoo is. Luke? Only if you're really looking, then he's kind of like been put in there. But you got your Chris Sellers directly in the middle, which he loves and we all love.
James.
And, yeah, we have James.
Chris.
Mm-hmm, Antonio.
Shane. Super cool Shane.
I love that.
Blaine, why do I do that all the time? Perry's going to kick
Shane
my ass.
Shane and Stacey.
I don't know the Benny's guy.
Who is it?
I don't know him.
From where?
From Benny's. The guy in between James and Antonio.
I don't know him either. Huh? We'd love to
I like
meet
your pizza.
You. But let me ask you. So zoom back out real quick, John. Is Sinistral part of Restaurant Week? Like, what are they?
Yeah, yes.
For like, are they doing like a food truck or?
Probably, maybe. I don't have them on my, there's a bunch. Like,
Shane, call in.
Blaine, damn it. If anybody doesn't know, Blaine Perry and Stacy from Sinistral, they are awesome. And they just got pinball machines. I love pinball.
Oh, yeah. Who put those in there?
I think Christina Brooks has a company.
Okay.
Because they're at Heritage now and at Sinistral. And I love pinball. When I was a little kid, the neighbors next door, Teal Queen, who just passed away in December, his sons would babysit me. And I would just basically play pinball the whole time. The pinball machine babysat me. And now they have them at Sinistral. And I'm slowly coming out of my grief shell. And I'm going to go over there and play some pinball.
And that is going to heal your heart.
Yeah. I think so. Well, at least I won't be eating while I'm playing pinball.
So tell me a little bit
right
more
now, everything tastes great.
I'm trying to message Blaine right now and see if he'll respond.
Some of the specials for Restaurant Week. It starts on Wednesday, I think.
My God.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it starts Wednesday.
We've done some research here.
Yeah. We're now, not prepared.
Anyway, go. What are some of the things you have on there?
Benny's has a $9 slice deal with a slice. And if you haven't been to Benny's, their pizza slices are gigantic.
Yeah.
You need multiple plates.
Like two of these pieces of paper.
Christina said she didn't do Heritage. What's the other one? What's the other name of the brewery that I thought they had? I thought they were her pinballs. But either way, she has, Nikki with just the married glow.
be jamming out special offers from February 26th to March 4th.
So that's next Wednesday.
Oh, Desiree. Yeah.
I got a whole pizza from Benny's before.
It's 4 feet.
I couldn't fit it in. I had to put it in the bed of my truck.
I was going to say, how did you?
That is one of the most amusing things is to sit and watch the door and watch people struggle to get the pizza out of the building and into their car.
1,000%.
It's very entertaining.
So Michelle says it starts Wednesday, smile face. And then Christina says she's only at Sinistral right now.
Oh, well, perfect. I can't wait to go check them out. So, Benny's has a $9 slice deal, a $50 whole pie deal. Like I said, it's 4 feet. It's massive. Carmelo's is going to be 20% off all food for the week. Crossroads has a $25 lunch club that looked delicious with fries, a chocolate banana trifle?
Isn't that what Rachel made on Friends was the trifle, but it had like
a
parfait, but then she put like shepherd's pie.
So I think that's what it is. And then Doug's Deli has a $15 special handcrafted sandwich. Their pastrami is amazing.
I love it.
Chips, cheesecake, and a pickle. Foster's is 50-cent boneless wings, 50-cent. Ground Central, which I didn't even know they had dinner. I mean, so I don't know if that means they're going to have later hours. What time are they open
till? He's open late.
He's open. Now that like I think about it, he's open pretty late.
They have alcohol there.
Yeah. Well, $20 lunch is get you a cafe drink, an appetizer, and a melt, like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Loom has 2 for $22 certain apps, $25 appetizer and sandwich. Mariachi says a 3-course meal. Monza's has a $25 lunch, a $40 dinner thing. CJ Finn's has, that looked really yummy. A $50 4-course dinner of soup, salad, choice of filet and lobster, filet mignon and dessert. Now I'm hungry.
They have some sort of ravioli that was like filet and lobster. I don't know, but I'm going to go eat it.
Yeah. I mean, everything looks really yummy.
Marty, I'm married. I don't care. I eat it all. Oops, my bad.
And then there's a Public House. $40 3-course special. I don't think I had that on there because I was quickly trying to scribble everything down that I could find.
Anyway, yum.
Yeah. Oh, I saw fried ravioli. Yum. We actually ate at Public House the other night, 2 nights ago.
What did you have?
We weren't that hungry, so we just got a couple of apps and sat and talked with John for a while. And that place was hopping. It was Saturday night. And I'm telling you, every seat had a butt in it. There was, and I didn't know a single person.
Love it.
It was weird. It was like we had traveled somewhere.
Yeah.
Except for John.
I'm like, I know you. isn't that funny that like when you go to like Black Sheep or like Two Silos, I don't know one person there.
Yeah. I normally see at least one. But yeah, it's like.
I love it. I always see Desiree there. Hey, girl. I'm like. People are really, it's a destination.
Yeah.
But that's what I've heard, that we're like a drinking destination now because of like the first Fridays. Oh my God.
It was crazy because people were there to drink, but they weren't like super young. They were, 20s, early 30s.
Like 42 young.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't like, well, I guess that is super young now that I think about it.
Desiree.
But I mean, people were like sitting and eating and like people were standing around the tables. Like they were literally there to socialize and hang out.
I also have.
And I was like, let's get out of here. I need to get back to Netflix.
I have an announcement about CJ Finn's. They got new chairs.
Oh,
dude, it has changed my life. They got new chairs and they're the same ones that they have at Loom.
Okay. So they're like the wood.
So this month. I believe we're celebrating 10 years of CJ Finn's.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And so for 10 godforsaken years, they have had these like very beachy, like metal chairs that went with the vibe. When you drag one of those things out from the table, like it is the worst. But
it's an announcement.
He got the same chairs they have at Loom. And I went and saw them yesterday for the first time. Sloper. And
just sloping.
Man, I was just sloping in those chairs. And they were wonderful. And new plates.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the 10-year anniversary. It's like new chairs, new plates, new fins.
And restaurant
new
week.
New fins, new you. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. So I just
very
want to
exciting.
Give a big shout out, Chris Sellers, new chairs.
I haven't seen him in forever.
I haven't either. And he doesn't respond to texts anymore.
Yeah, what's up with that? Where you at, Chris?
I don't know. Busy.
Yeah.
Stupid. His son turned 7.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable.
Oh God, I hope
in my
that's
brain
right.
He's still 3.
On Saturday. And he got a new bike from his mama. I know she gave him some gifties, and then he got a hated those chairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, happy birthday, Bodie Sellers. I love you. You sweet little man.
Yeah.
Five, 6, 7. Yeah, 7. Yeah. And that's what's going on. God.
I feel like there's 1,000 more topics that we have talked about over the past 2 months,
mm-hmm.
but where you have to all forgive us. We are easing back into
this. And I feel like we're going to, like, when this is over today, we're going to be like, oh my God, I forgot to say this. I will tell you that Stephen Kent, as you remember from city council, running for city council this past election, so this ends tomorrow. I only found out today, but his daughter is
Sylvie
is doing mulch for $6 a bag.
If for Girl Scouts.
It's for Scouts.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Scouts of America.
Scouts.
If in the next 7 hours you want to order mulch,
reach out to Stephen.
To me or Stephen Ken, and we will let you know, give you the details. $6 a bag in the city limits. In the city limits, please. Speaking of city limits, I am flustered today because our baby old lady, our 8.5-year-old French bulldog, Pwim, she had to have a dental procedure and like had to go under anesthesia today. And I did get a massage from Melissa. Love you.
What's up, Melissa?
That was helpful. Mike from Montana's here. Hey. But while I was doing, she was under anesthesia. I was a mess. Like, you stopped by the house. But Morgana Animal Clinic, they were owned by Elizabeth Fuller.
Dr. Fuller still there?
She retired.
I see her in town a lot.
Yes. And she sold her practice to Dr. Praveen. And we love him. He is very caring, to the point. And like, while you're talking to him, he's like, we need to do a tooth cleaning. It's going to be $350, $400. We need to do this. It's going to cost this much. There's no surprises.
Yeah.
But he's like, his team is a lot of her team that has stayed. Brenda, love you. Amazing. So if you're looking for a new vet, I know you like the...
I love Dr. Sam, mm-hmm. Old Town Veterinary Clinic. And right here in Old Town, I love him.
All right. But over at Morgana, I just want to give them a big shout out because my baby's okay and she's home.
Prim, she got a little glow up.
I know. Girl. So that was going on. I mean, like,
there's just way too much to talk about, so we're just gonna stop.
I'm like trying to like scroll through a text. I'm like, did we miss anything?
I don't know. I'm sure we did. We'll be better prepared next time.
JJ DJ,
we only had 2 months to prepare
DJ
for this
entertainment
one.
Needs. Oh, my phone. We ate at Semifredo the other night.
I saw that. What did you get? You were recognized.
Oh, yes. Okay. We'll close on this. Here's my cough. Cool. We had the prosciutto di Parma appetizer. Just give me the cheese. And then I had the lobster ravioli that's in the... No, the crab
ravioli.
Ravioli is in the lobster bisque.
That's my favorite.
She got the pork chops out of this world. And... I was really busy listening to the conversation next to us because they were using keywords like ankle monitoring bracelet and things
I
like that.
I would tune into that and I'd be like, yeah.
Courtney, shut up. I love you too. but then when we were leaving, there was a lady here and you know her. I'm going to tell you who she is.
Okay.
And she's like, Nikki, as we're getting up. And I'm like, hello. Yes. Hi. Hello, it's me. And she was like, oh my God, I'm friends with Simone. You guys are so funny. And she lives in those houses on Portner, the townhouses.
Uh-huh.
The tall, skinny ones close to Grant. So there's like Grant and there's Joe Ortiz. And then there's those houses right there. And one of them was Robin Montezzi's.
Oh.
And then like
Carol Lightfoot. Was it her?
Yes.
Oh, I That's love who Carol.
It was. Yes.
She lives in it's called Le Beau Row.
Yes.
Those are the most adorable houses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I
with
met
Sarah.
Her.
Yeah. Oh, I love her. I love Carol.
I and so I got to meet her, but she was so sweet and she was just and what is John saying? And Iowa, and she was like, so, and I'm like, don't worry. Oh yeah, I remember about this, John. And I was like, don't worry, we'll be back Monday. And so then we leave and Courtney's like, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Like, oh,
well, you know, I mean, like four people reached out in those 2 months to say, hey,
yeah. If so, I had a dollar,
I'd have four whole dollars
for every person that told me, like, oh, you know, like your friend Nikki's on this podcast. Or like Stephanie said that somebody at her work at City Hall was like,
she told me that too.
Did you run across like this podcast of these two old women in Manassas that are talking about our town? And Stephanie's
these two
like,
bitchy broads.
I know them both. So if I had a dollar, that's,
and Stephanie
that's
and I
$5.
Stephanie and I are like this now because we vacation together. I actually said to Mitch that we need to set up a dinner date with her and Chris because we had so much fun.
And I was like when you guys were like showing me pictures and stuff, it made me so happy to think about like how you guys are two streets away from each other and you had to go all the way to Aruba to get so close. And the guys were having so much fun. And I know that I'm perimenopausal because when men have fun, it makes me angry. Except for like,
and
a
they were having
super,
so like much
smoking
fun.
Smoking cigars,
getting like smoked old fashioned.
Yeah, and they're like,
and
ugh.
Yeah, they
and the
were,
guys were like, ugh. They were having the best time, and like, and I loved seeing it because they're on my very short list of men because I love Mitchell. Unless when you get mad at him, I'm just like piece of shit.
I was sunburnt.
Oh, yeah,
he gave me a shitty sunscreen application.
Oh yeah.
And I have never been so sun. I mean, we have the equator sun at Aruba.
And her back is like, you can just see like the white, it's like just her skin.
I peed. Thank God you had an air conditioned trailer restroom because you're that bougie.
Yeah.
And Stephanie and I were actually freaking out like before we got there because we're like, is there going to be a porta potty? Like, where are we going to go to the bathroom?
There was an air conditioned
sink bathroom, male bathroom and female bathroom on the beach. And I peed in it continuously because I was so dehydrated and I was like,
because of the sun. So Mitchell's on our list. But you know, it's funny because as much as like men make me like angry when they're having a nice time, most of the guys that I like are generally like guys that like maybe women don't like. It's like girls will be like, did you hear that son of a? And I'll be like, super. Or like, you know what I mean? So like, I do want to say like Becky,
they
you know,
were
we hate seeing men happy.
They were having the time of their lives in Aruba.
They were. It was so sweet. And then John's going to say something. And then, is it about this thing on Friday?
No,
Saturday.
We were talking about the show and people talking about it. I was going to say Tracy was at the dentist and
it
wasn't like her having a conversation with somebody. It was somebody else, like the stall over, whatever you want to call it, talking about the show and like saying that they didn't know if the show was over, what happened. And I was just, it's just crazy how.
Yeah. I love that. The dentist.
That's $6.
$6.
That's like $6.
Is that a dentist in Warrenton then?
Gainesville.
Okay.
Is it Virginia Dental Associates? BDA?
No. Gainesville Dental.
Associates. Yeah. That's where I go. And they haven't recognized me.
Have you been there since
I
started?
I think I was supposed to go and I think I was really sick. Mm.
With tequila flu.
But listen, Friday, February 28th, doors at 7, show at 8. It is here at the Salisbury Center, 8890 Mathis Avenue. We've got a Deftones tribute band around the fur, followed by Prime Moose, a Primus tribute band. Megan might like that. And then we've got Ryan Ramone and the Cretans, which is a Ramones tribute band. And that is a Chris Salisbury band.
Oh,
so when they play, they change their name every time. But it's Ryan, Jason, Chris Salisbury, and a special guest who I won't say.
That's very exciting.
His last name is also Salisbury. It's his brother. So that's this Friday.
Okay.
And then we had Cagezilla last weekend, and I don't want to think about it or talk about it because Chuck wasn't there.
Oh,
yeah. He would have liked it a lot.
He would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great fight, though. There was a 60-year-old who had
I saw the pictures, and he won.
He won, and it was...
He looked like a badass.
He really slimmed, because he was... it's something to do with Gold's Gym.
Like a CFO.
CEO of Gold's Gym. Yeah. And it was one of his bucket list items for 60.
To do an MMA fight.
And so he started training with this gym produces some incredible MMA guys, and he was phenomenal. He did a really good job.
I didn't know the backstory, but I saw the pictures that he won. He was handsome.
12-pack.
Yeah.
He was like, how old was he?
60.
Wow.
Go on the Cagezilla.
One and done.
One and done.
His kids and wife was like, nope, this. He did it. This is great. Let's end on this.
Who did he fight? Like,
Sylvester Stallone.
Another 60-year-old?
He's probably up there in age. I don't think he was 60, but it was
like, is there a rule? I mean, could you imagine? I'm like, I'm gonna fight, and then they bring out like a cut 23-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, they want to make it competitive, and I think it has to do with like the weight class and
Was there blood in that fight?
No, it was the ref stopped it due to I think the guy not
doing
not
due to the man being 60
being
years old.
Nasty bad boy. No, he won. Yeah,
he won.
The ref stopped it because the guy wasn't defending himself on the ground.
Oh, huh.
But I like when there's blood.
Check out his pictures on like the Cagezilla Facebook because he's just like, yeah.
Like I didn't know the story. Yeah,
like RFK Jr. who works out in jeans at Equinox in DC. Like. Chris Salisbury does everything in jeans. He's like on the beach in jeans
and black Vans, black jeans, black Vans. And then he got sunburn on his feet and his shins. And then he shoved his feet and shins in jeans and sneakers.
I don't think his feet have ever been exposed to the sun.
I took a lot of pictures to document it.
From like the fact that he doesn't wear. There was one summer he wore shorts and they were like Hulk looking shorts or like cut off like black jean shorts and everybody called him the Hulk and so he stopped wearing them. But
he wore black t-shirts the whole time. Mm-hmm. He did have a special green shirt for your wedding.
Yeah, but big shout out to Chris Salisbury for coming to Aruba
and being fun
for the wedding. Yeah, being fun, giving Stephanie this tropical vacation, and as a reward, she wore a very low-cut dress to the wedding.
She was boobalicious.
She was. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Don't mind if you do.
You probably didn't see what I was wearing because I was too busy peeing the whole time.
I did. It was
peeing for hours.
It was beautiful and tropical. No. Anyway.
We're done.
That's today's show.
Stick a fork in us. We're done.
You want to see this video?
Huh?
You want to see this video?
Of what?
The 60-year-old?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see a video, I just...
Oh, God.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so cool.
How you like me now?
Yeah, bitch.
This is over. There you go. The guy on the ground, he's okay. He's just not... Just done.
That's really cool.
Congratulations.
I will not be doing anything like that when I turn 50 or 60.
Anyway, we're going to be back in 2 weeks. And if you have anything you want to talk about or you want us to talk about or anything you want to say.
And if you have sent me something in the past 2 months to talk about, will you resend it again? Because
send it again.
Yeah.
She's been...
I've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
And grieving. But also celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I didn't barf here.
You didn't barf here. But we are going to be busy, you know, once school is over because we're getting Piper ready for college.
Yes, my Pipey.
I'm going to barf then. We're kicking out.
Yep.
Kick us out.
Love you guys.
Nana's
See
shirt.
See y'all next time. This is WSN.